We want revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online. Fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check. Go.
Weapons check. Ice check. Complete.
We have launch for the Informant podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Mig, Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Mig, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
So hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
I'm good.
Pretty good, how about you?
I'm doing great. I'm getting really excited.
What are you excited for?
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I got my golden ticket, and I'm going to San Francisco.
Yeah, we were all talking earlier about feeling that we opened up a Wonka bar and got the golden ticket.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It didn't seem real at first, but now that we're going, getting exciting.
Yes, it is. I am excited.
Yeah, it's going to be nice for us to all meet. We've never met in person, except you and Pete.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's interesting how people have actually gotten together on the internet on a game, and then just the social nature came out, and you've got podcasts, you've got families, you've got people that talk to each other every day. People actually go out and do meet and greets. It's just amazing how Facebook, being that social network, it actually has driven people and brought people together.
Right, I've said that too for a long time about the game. I think that's one of the complexities about Mafia Wars versus any of the other social games at Zynga, is it's probably one if not the only one, that the social aspect outside the game itself is more than just the game.
Definitely.
The game is an instrument, and it helps facilitate, you know, a lot of that conversation and the outside activities, but there's so much more that goes on behind the scenes in families and, you know, in groups and whatever else, that it's really just a phenomenal experience.
Well, they've said to me many times how they created the game, but the players created their own society.
That's right.
Definitely.
That's it.
And I think they're fascinated by that. And and they, you know, it took them a while to really see that and what all the communities within Mafia Wars have evolved to today. So it's exciting that they're kind of putting us all together for the purpose of feedback.
Right. And I think that's the important thing that I'd like to point out, is I don't think any of us that are going are going to be afraid to say, you know, what's on our mind, what we'd like to see in the game, how we'd like to see changes. And obviously we're there to, you know, carry on the voice of the people. So if there's things you'd like to see, or specific things, then obviously take advantage of our rant line or our tip line and send it, so we've got that information going with us, so that if there's an opportunity to bring it up, we certainly can.
Absolutely. It's a good opportunity.
And a lot of fans have a post for that. I'm going to put one on my blog as well for players to comment, because we're not going with our own personal things that we want. We're trying to get the voice of everybody. I just want the What's After Trillion achievement, but I'm not going to use that for the forum for that. I'm going to try to bring up the more pressing issues that the majority of the players experience.
Yeah.
Which should be interesting to actually get to give some feedback here, and hopefully they'll listen.
We'll know if we see results after the fact, if, you know, this effort is going to be successful.
Well, and I think they're heading in the right direction. I mean, obviously, there's some people that are being brought to this PAC meeting that have been extremely vocal in the community, and the fact that they're being invited says that they're willing to listen. So, I do think that that's important.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis, incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir!
So what's going on, Jen?
Oh, not a whole lot.
Heartbreakers thing.
Well, we kind of finished it. It was gone when this morning it was taken off the homepage module. And then there was just an inlet load of complaining that, hey, I had 90 hearts. I didn't get to redeem them. And I noticed that when you accepted the broken hearts, they weren't mystery bags. So that was odd. And then later on in the day, the 411 was updated like for the 20th time. They've extended it for 3 days, but only the accepting of gifts and the redeeming aspect of it. So you're not going to get those pop-ups anymore, Chester. They're gone.
In my fighting?
And
in your fighting.
Yeah, no more pop-ups. So there's no way to get hearts now except through old gift links or old requests that you haven't accepted. And you can
so you got to be able to get
them.
Through an ice.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it.
So 3 more days of these hearts, which I really wish they would do more mafia-themed things, but I guess Valentine's Day is a heart, so they like to celebrate the holidays.
Yeah.
But that was so long ago, Valentine's Day. Like,
well, I think people expect them to. Don't you think that everybody expects something to happen for April Fool's, something to happen for Christmas, Halloween?
Yeah.
I think the players.
Well, yeah, but
it
would be more fun to have it more Mafia Wars related. Like, it doesn't take a lot of creativity to come up with a heart for Valentine's Day. But I guess some of their weapons were kind of.
Yeah, they were
direct.
Cute.
Yeah. So that's over. And then we got the new one, the relics. We kind of hinted about that on the last show because people were able to dig up images and put two and two together. So it's another accept 3 gifts. We can master it 3 times when the 3rd gift is unlocked. Nothing new. But the theme is ancient relics, which that doesn't really sound like Mafia Wars stuff either.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
So I don't know where they come with these, but it's better than prized pigs as far as themes.
Absolutely.
Go.
Don't miss the pigs
so they're
at all.
Getting there. And that was their first one. I think they saw that the players weren't excited about cartoon pigs.
It just didn't make sense.
No, and ancient relics doesn't really make sense either. Unless, I don't know, was there a mafia around guarding relics, or can you steal them and sell them for a lot of money?
Sure. Well,
there's the black market.
Definitely.
Okay. So
didn't
we
you watch Indiana Jones?
Yeah, but that wasn't mafia. Did you see any relics on The Sopranos? Or in The Godfather?
No, I think Tony ate them all.
That's really about all the excitement that's been going on. They did have a contest on the forums where people had to write a Valentine's Day essay of how they fell in love with Mafia Wars. And the winners were supposed to be notified. I was hoping they would post the actual winning essays as well, but I don't see them yet.
Hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we will be right back.
When the day takes just a little more out of you than expected, it's time to twist the top off and enjoy the ice-cold mountain fresh taste of Hazard Punch Ale. Smooth-brewed lager, guaranteed to take you to a happy place, without bringing on the tears. So when you're off track, wrap your fingers around the long neck bottle of a Hazard Punch Ale, and drink up, ladies and gentlemen. We promise you, it will set you straight.
Must be 21 and older to drink. Please remember to drink responsibly. Made by Eisenhower Shrubs, St. James, Mississippi.
We're back on the Informant Podcast with the Family Life and Migs Chainsaw Chester. Hey, what's going on?
I don't know.
You're not as passionate tonight.
Yeah.
Me? I'm beat down. I'm tired. Yeah, we're all busy thinking about ideas for PAC. We have been working together to build the mock war. We've been sidelining each other with other things, other people in MIG who been involved in creating spreadsheets and building links and mock wars and things like that. We've gotten Pete together with them to try to figure out how to do certain things because we want this thing to be special, and we also want to bring this to this next mock war. So there's a lot of work in the background that they're doing, and just trying to keep things together. As we talked about earlier, everybody getting their golden ticket going out to PAC. Some of us get bombarded with, hey, tell them to do this, or tell them to stop doing that, or what have you thought about this? What are you going to do? And when we originally started talking with the Zynga people about 6-8 months ago, we had talked about building enhancements to it. What do you want to see? It was the whole start of their dialogue with the community. And back then I started to build some conceptual screens for a family module. And the family module that I was thinking of doing is having the ability to spend some reward points to start the family. Within that, you create your tag. Whenever somebody says that I want to join this family, somebody there gets to review it and say accept or deny. If they accept them in the family, they get access to it, and it automatically puts the tag in. They get to decide where in their name they put the tag, but it is the tag. They don't get to mess it up. They don't get to do any of that. So that basically keeps your tag in place for you. And then once you're in there, you get to say, who are the officers? What are their positions? What can they do or not do? And then also, you would have a war module built in there as well. So you would have the ability to say, I'm going to declare war on this family. And so all the tag families that are in there, you select it. And then that would bring up basically a rivals list. And it should work the way, kind of like this one works right now, or conceptually is supposed to work right now. And that is, the whole other family's list would be there. And people that are alive are in white. People that are not alive are in gray. That way, you don't have to keep building all of these spreadsheets. Now, Pete and I were talking, and he had some ideas for people that weren't doing family to family. Maybe some of these larger mock wars that are independent of just families. And Pete, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, besides just having the idea of some mechanism to register for, you know, these mocks, and what we've been building the war machine to do that, obviously, ideally, something that shows up in the game would be our preference. But one of the things that I was really leaning towards as I was going through this war machine process is, what if on your actual Mafia Wars profile, there was a separate complete field for your family tag, as well as an option to put in a graphic for your family. So on your profile page, now you can tag your family logo as well as tag your family ID. Then what would happen, at least conceptually, one of the things I was thinking was, well, what if they modified very simply the fight list with an option to search off of that tag? So if you were going to be taking on another family, all you'd have to do is put in the search criteria, the family tag, off the tag field. And then you could go ahead and now start fighting that other family right off the fight list, very similar to what is on the current fight list. And then, you know, to even go a step further is, what would happen if you could actually search by name? So let's say you know, Pistol Pete is someone you just want to toss a beat into. What if you could search the fight list and it automatically queries the Zynga servers, pulls the fight list name down based on Pistol Pete being in the search criteria? Now, you can fight anybody off your fight list that's got the name Pistol Pete. So I think as a step in the right direction, it's obviously not the whole extravagant module system that you've described, or even what we're trying to do with the mock portion, but even if you allowed that kind of, you know, tagging on an individual profile and searching off of those elements when you're on the fight list, I think would make a tremendous difference in the ability to play the game right off that list. And even if you have to do like you do, if you look at my family module, you know, where you can only see 20 records at a time, even if you were able to return all the results and you had to just do some kind of tabbed format for 20 records at a time, that would still be way better than not having anything. And then obviously the key is that the fight list seems to at least have the icing marked correctly when the page loads, you know, and the rivals list is still a bit sketchy with regard to that. But that was kind of the thought. I think that there's just a great opportunity to just make a very simple in-system change to the profile. And if Zynga's trying to, you know, get people to spend money, then the reward points concept to change your tag, either by having a family member or a family officer change it for you, or whether or not it's something you can change yourself. Chester and I'll go back and forth over that, because it depends on, if it is truly a family, you should set up the whole officer structure, and so you're not a Spock home family of three.
You got three now?
We got three now, yeah.
Awesome. But you all have different tags.
Yeah, we may have more, I don't know. But I know that there's, if I had a search on the fight list, I'd be able to go ahead and tell you how many there were exactly. But that would be ideal, is just being able to type in a search, and then whammo, you get your entire list, and you can work off of it. That would be a sweet deal, I think. So anyway, that was kind of where we were headed with it, you know, and why we're working on the mock system. This started coming up, and we thought, well, what that would be really easy to implement, and it would be a pretty significant change in the game, for especially for families at war with each other. So
yeah, one of the things that you were talking about is the profile pick that people have.
Yeah.
one of the things I'd love to be able to do, that MIG people love to do, is to create their own picks. So instead of just having just one pick for everybody, everybody makes their own. And that's one of the uniquenesses of everybody.
Yeah, I think that's another option of your profile, is just like you can go to the marketplace and buy a change of your name, that maybe you can go there and upload your own graphic. It just has to have specific parameters, or they write some code underneath it to automatically resize it to be that thumbnail. But then that shows right up on your profile and, you know, whatever one you're uploading. You're paying to do that. I mean, so if Zynga's looking for options to find ways for people to pay, these are things people would be willing to spend their reward points on, especially if they're in families. Jennifer, what was the other one that we just talked about, if we're looking at ways for Zynga to get people to spend the money? Oh, it was on this the ancient relics, and I should have talked about it during your section. Why not give people an option to speed up the timer on the ancient relic?
Oh, yeah, that would be a good one.
Because you'll get all the addicted people that don't want to wait, that would be willing to spend the reward points to speed up the timer to get more of those gifts flowing earlier. It would mean that you'd have to have all the gifts staggered release on the free gifts page, but even still, you know, you'd start seeing a slow flow after, you know, so-and-so masters the first one to gold. You know, they turn around, instead of having to wait 2 days to get it done, they pay, I don't know, 3 reward points, 5 reward points, and then they can go ahead and start their next section without having to wait on the rest of the world.
They'd probably spend more, because the problem is, you know, you need to save a certain amount of gifts so you can master it 3 times real fast.
Right.
And it gets annoying when you try to collect your other gifts.
And they're
like
expired.
I have all these calendars, and they don't turn it into anything.
Yeah.
If you accept them before the event can be remastered, it just tells you have gold mastery.
Right.
So it's like a waste
of drag.
It counts towards your 200 limit, and you don't get anything.
Yep.
So that would be ideal, because I really have issues with saving them. I usually find enough on the Gitinator where I don't need to, but when I write my posts, I like to just knock it out, and that's the easiest way.
Definitely.
I would spend the reward points.
So what's anybody got any shout-outs this evening?
I want to do a shout-out.
Well, have at it there, Chester.
Just seeing if anybody was awake. Yeah, I actually want to do a shout-out to all the Miglets out there, especially we just had a new guy tag up tonight, Ken. He's the bear. So just want to welcome him to MIG and say hello.
Cool. I'm going to give a shout-out tonight to the Spocktonians. I haven't done it for a while, and I wanted to say it this time first before... No, I wanted to say it myself first before Chester says, do you want to give a shout-out to the Spocktonians? And then I'm like, well, yeah, of course I'm going to do a shout-out to Spocktonians. So tonight I'm doing a shout-out to Spocktonians before Chester tells me I should. So...
All your little Spocklets running around there?
That's right. All of our Spocklets. Jennifer, anybody?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to all our new friends that are going to the Player Advisory Committee.
We've all had a chance.
Yeah, we have new friends now. People we didn't know were going before. So it's been kind of fun getting to know some of the people, and I think we're all going to work well together. And I like how there's a good representation of all different types of players.
Yep, I agree with that. Jana, you got anybody tonight?
I'm going to give a shout out to my girl, Sonya, because she's been rocking this week. So I want to say hi to her. Yep.
Very cool. Hey, just so everybody knows, we are at 4,986 fans. So we are closing in on the 5,000 mark. And for those that don't remember, when we started this whole thing, it's at every 1,000 interval up to 5,000, we were going to give away a lotto set. So when we hit the 5,000 fan mark, we'll go hit the thread in the discussion board and pull out a random winner for that lotto set. And then the other thing is, on one of our future shows, after we get to 5,000, we'll have a special guest.
Yes, that'll be fun.
We'll let you know who that special guest is when we figure out who it's going to be. No, just
kidding. We got to find it now.
Got to figure out who it is.
We have some good ideas.
So. We don't think it would come this fast.
That's right.
But we are going to be some special people.
Yep. So we do appreciate everybody for their feedback and everything. I mean, you guys have been great to us. And so,
hey, I just wanted to say to all of you, see you at the pack.
Yes. Yep.
And to all you Packers out there, we'll see you too. Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brave new world. I wanna ride.